From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air
with Ryan Seacrest.
Why is that such? You know when a song comes around?
It's that vibe for you. You love music that has that.
What is that? What is
I don't
that?
Know. Like
break into
swag.
My soul.
It makes you want to sway. And just...
Like Doja Cat, Gore Hills does it for
swaggy.
Me.
Swaggy. Mm-hmm.
Victoria Monet, that one on my mama, does it for Is it swaggy?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
Swaggy
sure.
vibes.
But it's like, I want to do my face. Like,
yeah,
like
sexy vibes.
You know what else? I'm going to give you a male artist that does that for me.
Khalid.
No. Nope. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But one I'm thinking of different. Another one that does that? Yeah. If like I go like this, who is it?
Drake. Yeah.
Give us a clue.
Post Malone. Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
What's up? Jack Harlow does it for me.
Yeah.
So I could come on and JoJo's got his K-pop show. I could come on and do a swag
hour.
Swag hour. Swag hour.
Yeah.
Swag Saturdays.
Okay. Who can we call?
Beata.
Let's call Beata. Is she awake? Let's wake her up.
For sure.
She wakes up like at 5.
Let's pitch her an idea. Guys, we're
swag hour.
We're kind of on fire. It's early. Yeah. Can you call her, Mark?
Okay.
Swag hour. Okay, great. Well, hi, Mark. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Oh, he's so chipper.
I know, and he's in blue as blue can be.
It's a blue day.
Well, we're all in blue. That's good news, because we're celebrating. Tanya, why don't you tee it up?
It's Spirit Week!
Yay!
Honor of our 20th anniversary tour coming up on Thursday, every single day will be a theme for the show, and today is Blue Day in honor of our logo.
And what was funny is that Tanya did send us plenty of reminders over the weekend.
Yeah.
And then my last text was, wait, why are we wearing blue?
Yeah. And I'm like, first of all, I told you twice.
Blue, wear blue. Twice over the weekend's a lie.
And I've explained to you why. And you didn't know what, you're like, what blue? I'm like, a blue hat, a blue jacket, a blue scarf.
Well, Sisney sent me her denim jacket look, so I knew she was going denim. So I went denim.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all in denim.
Yes, super cute.
All right, so you'll tell us what's tomorrow? Twin day?
Tomorrow is crazy hair or hat day.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh boy.
It's going to be fun.
Marcus Beato awake? No?
She's not answering.
Not answering right
well,
now.
Well, it's early. I mean, I feel bad with
calling. Yeah, I mean, she's probably
tell her to call. Well, if you get her, just start calling her if she wakes up.
And don't forget Swagawa.
Swagawa. It sounds a little dumb when I say it. Swagawa.
Oh, Swagawa.
Here, who's cool back there? Who's the coolest person in the back room?
Ruby.
Okay, Ruby, say it.
Jen just goes, not me.
Jen's out. I'm out. Okay, Ruby, say a swagawa.
Like that?
Well, no, like you would say it as a cool
person. The fact that she's questioning it is not a good sign.
Yeah, like it's like you're hosting the Swag Hour show of swag artists.
Oh.
Swag vibes, yeah.
Like Swag Hour. I don't know. I can't.
Hour. Swag Hour.
Like you're here on the Swag Hour.
Swag Hour.
It's going to be really deep.
W-A-G-G.
Swag Hour.
Swag. All right.
Well, I could say it for you.
I feel like we're trying too hard.
A little
bit. Well, if we're trying too hard, then we should
right stop. In our wheelhouse.
Actually, it's not too hard. We nailed it.
Yeah.
It's us. We're back. Trying too hard and barely making it.
Doing the most.
Yeah, this morning hack is it's going to stick with you. I love it when you can remember it later to tell people wherever you're going. And this is kind of one. And then we got a Ryan's Roses. This is so busy. I don't know what to do with myself. So 6:55, we're going to tell you what it means if you have a certain length of a finger. Maybe you don't want to know. Maybe you do want to know.
Like a finger or like all your fingers?
Well, you'll see. It's big teeds.
The edge of my stool.
Shout out to Birdcage Coffee Shop on 4th Street in Long Beach. A lot of listeners go there for their first kick in the morning.
Nice.
Hey, Beata, thanks for coming in. Wow, you're here bright and early.
I am.
I told you, she gets up super early, like 5.
Monday, Tuesdays, why? I'm here early.
Oh, okay.
A lot of music changes. a lot of things happening.
Yeah, I know. Thursdays and Fridays, don't get up so early.
No, not so much.
Hey, we had a great idea. You know, JoJo's got a lot of success with that K-pop show, right?
Wait till you hear this.
So
that's
I was just
really
saying,
good. I'm excited about it.
So we have a new show idea.
Put your seatbelt on.
So Sissany says, you know, you really like songs that have... What'd you say?
I like just like makes you want to sway.
Swag. Swagger?
Swag, sure.
Swagger.
Like you love, you know, that On My Mama Victoria
I love
Monet.
Victoria Monet song.
A little swaggy?
Doja Cat.
I like the Gore Hills swag.
Okay.
I mean, Jack Harlow and I have like a thing that you don't even know about yet.
Wow. Okay.
It's just like a vibe.
Yeah.
And also he does a lot of good things philanthropically for Louisville, which I love. But anyway, so Sisney's like, you know, or Tanya, one of the two, they all run together in my head. They said, you should do, JoJo's got that great K-pop show. You should do the Swag Hour.
Neither one of us said that.
You said that. That was your suggestion. We just named it Swag Hour.
Swag Hour, where it's just tunes with a swag vibe, right?
Swag Hour, so it's Swag Hour.
I don't know that it needs to mold together.
With your host, Ryan Seacrest.
So cool, just 1 hour, it's Swag
But you have
hour.
To talk with like a swag, you have to like have a deeper voice.
No, I would
can you do that, right?
Remember Theo from 92.3 The Beat?
No.
Mark, remember Theo?
I don't think I do. Like,
more like Art LeBeau.
Mark is always his crutch. He's like, Mark, you know, right?
Somebody does. But Big Boy would know. He'll remember. He was with me back then. Anyway, so, Bianca, are there enough artists that have hits with swag vibes yes. to fill up an hour every week?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Yeah. I can do that.
When do we have an open slot? On Kiss FM.
Well, it needs to be like when you want the swag hour. So like,
but those are popular slots. I can't get one of those.
Like a late night or something.
You don't want too late night. You want it where it's like maybe you're in the car and you're going to like a dinner, like a 6 o'clock.
That's prime time. I'm
like a 6 o'clock on a Sunday.
Can Chewy and I do it?
No, that's
like,
JoJo's K-pop. Yeah, 5 o'clock.
Don't take it. You could do You and Chewy could do it on Sundays at like 5, or you could do it Sundays at noon.
Oh no,
because people are at the beach.
I don't mind. Whatever you think the swag hour. Like, why don't we test drive it like for a couple songs here, like in the 9 o'clock hour one morning and see how it feels.
What if it's like at 2 a.m.?
That's what I was thinking.
No, it's too late. No one's listening.
no one's listening. Perfect. She's like, perfect.
You know, we started JoJo's K-pop show very early on a Sunday morning just to see. And then
92 stations. Yeah, that's what got me into it. Like JoJo's got this massive show and I was thinking, well, let me pitch in.
Yeah, it's like your niche market. Yes. Swag out.
Do you want me to see if Chewy's available?
Yeah, see if Chewy's. Just see if he's into the idea. And okay. we'll do a little pilot of it.
I love a pilot.
Maybe give me 3 Swagger songs this week.
Okay.
That I can play together and I'll test out my voice, you know, my read.
Yeah. We'll schedule it for tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, schedule for tomorrow. Like, I'm thinking after 9, you know, in that nonstop period of music.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, my
How about
gosh.
That whole little nonstop period is all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all swag.
We'll do that.
Swag. It's the swag half hour tomorrow.
The swag half hour.
So, yeah, we got this grape-ril going on. Clouds, like the gray, May grays, gray April. It's too early.
Get some pockets of sunshine here and there.
Yeah, probably sunny highs in the mid-60s, but it's got, you know, it's happening. Then we get gloom for June. Then we get July, I'm fly, and August is August. And school's
And then
back.
September starts to be hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, so what are we doing?
Let's just live in the moment, guys.
What do we do? Oh, yeah. You know, there's no guarantees of tomorrow, even though tomorrow is our swag half hour. All right, so let's see. These are the zodiac signs, or your week is going to be your horoscopes. Based on what?
No, this is the classic TV show you should binge based on your zodiac sign.
Now I get it.
Yeah. So okay. We're going to start with Aries. You're known for your ambition and leadership, so you should watch Pretty Little Liars.
Okay. Taurus, stability and comfort are what Taurus signs love the most, so you should binge The Office.
Gemini, you love to escape the daily grind, so you will love to race around the world in the OG Gossip Girl.
Cancer, rewatching a highly emotional show that will crack through your outer shell. Watch Dawson's Creek.
So good.
I kind of want to go back and watch Dawson's Creek anyway.
I know. Uh-huh. Leo, you love the drama and are creative at heart, so rewatching the cast of Glee is perfect.
Virgo, organized and ready to check off their daily to-do list. Virgo needs a brain break by rewatching Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Libra, Libras are social butterflies that thrive in communication, so Gilmore Girls is the perfect show for them.
Hey, not to interrupt, but is anybody going to get Chips or Beverly Hills 90210? Because I'm curious.
We're not down the list yet.
I don't think so. Definitely not Chips.
Okay. Scorpios can be delightfully passionate and intense. What better way to celebrate than with the cast of Friends?
Sagittarius, you love to explore and know that there is more to life than day-to-day chores. Watching Lost is perfect for you.
Capricorn, the hard-working Cap is all about patience and perseverance. Rewatching Ugly Betty navigate the challenges of the fashion world is a great way for you to reflect of life being a Capricorn.
Ugly Betty is for me?
Ugly Betty is for you.
I wanted Chips.
It's pretty good. Aquarius, you know how to live life on your own terms, and so do the characters of Sex and the City.
That one's fun. Mm-hmm. Pisces, they love fantasy and constantly dreaming. The Vampire Diaries is perfect.
And that rounds out our what you should watch horoscopes there. I don't know. I want to trade.
No, it's based on your sign.
Yeah, but I want to change the rules. my Mercury's retrograding or something.
I never got into Pretty Little Liars. I'd be down.
I think you would love it, actually.
What about Gossip Girl? You got into that.
Oh, yeah. Gossip Girl is my life.
Thank you. The Morning Hack is next. This is one that I didn't see coming, but I want it to come. You can tell a lot about a person by the length of their fingers. So everybody bring out your fingers.
Okay.
That was got easy. Them. If your ring finger, which is that one?
Here, like this one?
Not your pinky, but the one next to it.
Yes.
This one?
Yeah.
Yes, where this I have one. Rings on both hands. Okay.
If your ring finger is longer than your index finger.
Mine is.
Mine is two.
Which one's your index? The first one?
Yeah, the pointer. First one. Pointer.
Oh, mine is two.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm going to skip this then.
What happened?
Oh, wait,
what's
no, mine's
wrong
not.
With us?
Mine's
no,
not.
No, I'm just teasing.
Okay, yours is so, not.
Ours are.
Okay, mine and Ryan's are both longer. Tanya's
that
is
means
not.
We were exposed to certain hormones in the womb.
I'm sorry.
And so we were exposed to certain hormones in the womb. And it means this about your personality.
Oh, okay.
So they say if you are a woman with longer ring fingers, you are stronger.
Ooh.
True.
And that's you.
Okay. I'm down with this.
If you're a man with a longer ring finger, you're friendlier.
And you are so friendly.
It's perfect.
And I'm weak.
I don't know. You're kind of left out of this. They didn't really cover you.
No, but it's true. Because like the opposite of strong is weak, and like I'm very sensitive.
You don't have to be so rigid. It's not black or white. It's not opposites.
I'm just trying to
you
agree.
Can have a little bit of,
well, she wants to have a meaning for hers being shorter. So
well,
that's
it. There's nothing. There's not really a lot of research on it. Today's quote, your heart knows why. Run in that direction.
No, your heart knows the way.
Guys, you're so technical. Your heart knows the way. Run in that direction. Good morning. It's Monday.
Yes.
It's Monday for me, too.
Buy me a drink.
Buy you a drink.
Kiss FM Headlines with Sissany.
Well, one person is in custody after the home of Mayor Karen Bass was broken into yesterday morning. The mayor was home during the break-in, but nobody was hurt. Metro is offering free rides today in celebration of Earth Day. Metro bike share users can also redeem free 30-minute rides. Work is set to begin today on a $12 billion high-speed passenger rail line between Las Vegas and Rancho Cucamonga. Officials project the trains will be operational by 2028. House lawmakers have once again passed legislation that could lead to a nationwide TikTok ban unless its owners sell to an American company. The bill now heads to the Senate. And Mary J. Blige, Cher, A Tribe Called Quest, Kool and the Gang, and Ozzy Osbourne have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan's rose is a few minutes away. She thinks her mom is cheating on her dad with her uncle, her dad's brother. That's a mess.
Yikes.
7:40 this morning. So this is a little bit heartbreaking. And the video, I just watched the video again. It's got 50 million or so more views.
Yes.
And 46,000 different comments. But it's relatable to a lot of high school seniors and their families right now trying to get into college. It's gotten so competitive that it is actually rare to get into your first choice.
Yeah, I could see that.
If you do, it's a big deal. It doesn't matter almost like how good your grades are. It's hard to get into your first choice
because
the competition out there. Nicole Lano is a senior. We're bringing her in here live. Nicole Lano is a senior at South Torrance High School, home of the Spartans, and has always dreamt of going to UCLA. So much so, she hung out on the campus beforehand as a high schooler. She went to their dance clinic. She bought the merchandise. She's got the UCLA sweatshirt on in the video. And she was hopeful that she would get into UCLA. Well, she didn't. And you see her break down a little bit and very, very sad. And her mom, you can tell, is very concerned because she didn't get into her first choice.
But her brother's the first one to hug her, too, in the video.
But her little brother comes along and hugs her. And she's going to be attending San Diego State. But she's joining us right now. Nicole Lano, good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Oh, you sound like you're in a much better mood than the video now.
Okay, good.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know how you feel about all of us kind of being a little heartbroken after watching your video if you're not getting into UCLA. Do you know that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's definitely been a roller coaster of emotions, and that video got to share stories with a lot of other people that resonated with it. So it's been a roller coaster.
So you open up the email, you go to your portal, and then you read that you didn't get into your first choice, and that's just like a gut punch, isn't it?
Knife to the heart. That's how I was
explaining. Right.
Totally.
I just want to tell you, Nicole, I didn't get into the three I applied to.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. So we have so much in common.
I didn't get into my top choice either, and then I ended up going to San Diego State, Nicole.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing. Well, congratulations.
What's your mascot?
So long ago.
The Aztecs?
The Aztecs, yes.
Yeah, Aztecs.
Now, here's the good news, Nicole. So, all right, people say, I saw that she's a friend of ours here. Rachel Scott from ABC News said she got rejected from her dream school, and it was the best thing ever happened to her, right? So a lot of people been saying, hey, this is life, and this is where the universe is sending you. How are you feeling?
Totally. No, so explaining how I was feeling, I mean, going through the rejection, reading that letter, it was like all my hopes and dreams for the past few years. They were just totally crushed, right? So I was definitely, you know, crying and sobbing for a little bit, but after realizing that rejection is totally redirection.
Yeah,
and
baby.
Everything happens for a reason, you know, and you are going to end up where you're supposed to be. And so now I'm just so excited for San Diego State. I've been to the campus. I'm thinking of all the clubs and sorority that I want to join. So honestly, I am just in a whole different place than how I was in that video. I'm just beyond excited.
What sorority do you want to join?
I've been looking at Alpha Phi and maybe Alpha Chi Omega.
Cute.
Yeah, but I'd love to go through the process.
Is there competition still, Tanya?
Well, Tanya was in one.
I'm biased. I was a Kappa Alpha Theta, but Alpha Phi and AKO, super cute. Great.
Okay, good to know.
I was a member of Yippie Kaye. Don't know if you remember.
Oh, period. Love to hear it.
But now, wait, Nicole Leno, so I see you want to study communications.
Yes.
What do you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a social media content creator since I was 10 years old. So I've been making lifestyle content about productivity and positivity. So I feel like communication already aligns with what I do right now and aligns with what I would want to do in the future, just continuing and maintain this career that I've been going at. But yeah, definitely like maybe broadcasting or hosting just in that area.
Well, you're doing great right now. I'm listening.
Thank you.
I'm in the same business as you, and I'm listening to you, and you sound great. Like, here you are, you didn't get into your school, but you're broadcasting right now on KISS and across the country.
I know. It's actually insane. Thank you again, too, for having me and sharing the story.
We're also looking for good hosts all the time in both streaming TV and radio.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, keep my name in your radar.
Nicole Leno.
Absolutely.
It's perfect on-air name, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, we have Sister Station down in San Diego. That's where I started, so.
Let's get her a gig in there.
Get
her an internship.
This is amazing. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Nicole, you are a bright light. We're happy that you're going to take charge of our great city and nation soon. And the future feels brighter with you in it. Thank you very much for coming on with us.
I'm so honored. Thank you all so much. Have an amazing day.
Go Aztecs.
Go Aztecs. Woo!
Yeah. Mark, I don't know when we're hiring or interning, but she seems like be great for KISS.
Love the energy. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
Right? And how about the positive content? That's what we want. We represent.
Love to consume.
What'd she say about rejection? Redirection.
Redirection.
I mean, that resonated.
Woo.
Did y'all hear that in the back room?
Sure did.
Yeah.
Rejection is just redirection.
I love that. I got to keep that one in the back of my pocket.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Well done. Well done, Weather. And to all of you who did not get into your first choice, so be it.
Join the club.
Exactly.
Yeah, join the club. Like we too did not. All right. Ryan's Roses. Are you ready? It's almost time for Ryan's Roses. I think my mom's cheating on my dad with his brother. That's what the email to us says.
It is just so wrong on so many levels.
Right. Well, that's what Ryan's Roses is. Generally, it's wrong. This is like a deeper level. It cuts so deep. Layer, layer, layer.
That and the fact that the daughter is emailing us. So, like, she's involved. It's just so much.
Well, I want to get to it, but I don't want to miss this because I know this is very important. Very important that we cover this because we have a concerned member of the back room who needs to be all over this, right? So, it's a love hack. A lot of people are talking about this thing on Hinge. Sissany?
So I think that Hinge is gatekeeping your love based on having this conversation that I had with Michaela from the back room.
What do you mean by that?
So she was telling me, actually, Michaela, chime in on this, because she was telling me that she wasn't getting matches, as many matches And then someone told her to reset her Hinge, essentially erasing all the previous contacts and messages. Okay. Right, Michaela?
Yeah. So basically they have like a standout list of people that you're most compatible with, but you only get like three roses or one rose unless you want to pay for more. So if you say that you want to delete your account, they'll say, wait, do you want a Hinge reset? And you click yes. And the next day, I had so many more options. I was compatible with so many more people. I had over 50 plus likes. It was so much better. I wasn't matching with anyone before this.
I think it's because they want new users. So they like favor the new users. It's kind of like Instagram. They favor new content creators. And so they put you like the top of the heap.
Yeah.
So you get a refresh.
It changes your algorithm altogether in the app. And then all of a sudden, you have way more matches.
Mm-hmm. So let's put that into human life.
Well, this is human life.
No, but real life, like physical human life.
So, like, not on the app?
No, yeah, right, not like in the wild. So, this is like you taking yourself to a different airport and seeing a whole bunch of new people, right? Like, just resetting.
Or going to a new bar or going, you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to the same bar and you're like, okay, I don't like anybody here.
Like, let's say you walk across the street.
Do you feel like airport's a good place to meet people?
Two men in the bar. No? You're like walking around with two men in the bar. And then the next day you come back and there's 50 men in the bar.
Yeah. No.
I think the airport could work. One of my best friends, Erica, who used to work here, she found her boyfriend at the airport.
I don't know. I think airport has a lot of people. Like, McKay, have you gone to the airport to meet somebody?
I mean, I feel like I travel a lot, but my friend actually did meet someone at the airport,
this
too.
This is my point. The airports are underrated.
I agree. Yeah.
Airports,
because usually you're traveling alone, and then you have, you're stopping to eat something or get a drink before, and then that's where you meet somebody.
Yeah. But think of the people. I mean, constantly replenishing. Constantly refreshing. Like, you're not going somewhere. Just go there and look at all the people come through in a day.
Which needs a ticket to get through security to get into the...
Well,
maybe we need a layover somewhere. And you just plan the layover longer.
Dallas is a great spot.
A six-hour layover.
Do a Dallas. You could do a Chicago. You could do a Midway.
The only
you could
problem with airports Denver. Is it's like it's hard to meet someone that lives in your same city.
Yeah, the key is that you guys are both in L.A. flying somewhere separate.
Well, then you go to the right terminal. I don't think this has been featured enough.
This is about resetting your Hinge.
I know, but I think a human, in the wild reset is the replenishment of the algorithm of people in the airport. Tanya, you love it, don't you?
I do. I've met many men in airports, but they never lived in L.A. It was just like...
Man. It's also equivalent to being set up on a blind date by a friend. It's like a completely
And also when
person.
You go to the airport, you kind of want to dress like schlumpy and...
That's how you want to meet somebody. I want to meet somebody schlumped, not dressed up.
If they like you like that, then that's a keeper.
If they like you like that, if they like me in my Uggs and my schlump, then I like you. So slump it up, Michaela, and get out there.
Right.
Where do you want to go? John Wayne, LAX? We got several to choose from.
All right. And Long Beach Airport, Burbank, Hope.
You got a lot. Bob Hope it.
Apparently the Long Beach Airport got like a complete makeover.
Exactly.
I want to go and see
all
it.
All the singles are hanging.
Everyone's talking about it.
And Ontario's underrated, that airport. Anyway,
there.
Let's do Ryan's Roses. That's what we're up to. And you're welcome, Michaela.
Thank you.
It's Kiss. It's Seacrest with you. Thanks for being here. After 8 o'clock, we'll talk more about our tour, which is Thursday. We're out live. Who said it to me? Oh, somebody that I know well is like, I can't believe you guys are going to get to that many places in one day in Southern California. But that's it. It's ambitious, but we're going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm worried about you.
Why? He's going to be with us.
No, I know, but he like... Mark.
What?
He's What's very wrong? Chatty. Like, you're very, very chatty. So I feel like it's going to be hard to pull you away to make it to our next
Well, make
spot.
That someone's job. Someone's in charge of pulling Ryan away from the spots.
Who's going to be my pull me away person?
It might need to be Tubbs, honestly.
Tubbs, you want to pull me away? How would you do it? Because I do like to get into a conversation. Like,
yeah.
Wait, how long have you lived here? Oh,
you know who's really good at that? Jen. Jen is really good at pulling you away from, like, after it's been too long. Like,
we need
not
a Ryan,
you,
we need
I'm just
a
saying
Ryan
in general.
Puller.
General. She'd be like, okay, and she's very sweet about it too. She's like, okay, we got to keep going.
Yeah, we're going to make it in time to the next stop.
That sounds very condescending, actually. Okay, we got to keep going.
Well, no, it's the truth.
Oh, I don't want
to keep
going.
That way you don't
have
to do it.
But I want to talk to everybody. Well, look, we're not going to rush.
We kind of do. Yeah, it's like 15, 30 minutes max at each stop. Mm-hmm. And she's right. You are chatty McCathy.
Yeah, like literally. I literally saw it and I go, Ryan's never going to be there for 15 minutes.
He's going to spend 15 minutes with one person.
Yeah.
By the way, the tour may bleed into Friday.
Yes.
Just be prepared. We may just go right back on the air from it, which would be fun too. I don't know. Let's play it by ear.
No, playing it by ear is never a good idea.
It is a good idea. Matter of fact, I saw my schedule. I'm free that night.
Oh, F-R-E-E, free.
What just happened to you?
All right, I got to get to Ryan's Roses before people change the station on us. It's time for Ryan's Roses. So this is really difficult and complicated. Let's get Tiana on the line here in Norwalk. So Tiana, I want to jump into it right now. I saw the email. You think your mom's cheating on your dad with his brother, your uncle?
Yeah.
How'd you get to this conclusion?
Okay, so I'm actually living at home right now, and but I'm like super busy. I'm working two jobs, and the other day I got home from work a little early, and my uncle was leaving our house, and he seemed super surprised to see me. He's like really shocked, and he like bolted out of the house. And then when I went inside, my mom, she was like all flustered and her hair was like messed up and crazy, which like, I know that doesn't really sound like a whole lot, but my mom, she's always perfect. Like she wears her hair perfect. She comes downstairs in the morning, makeup, hair to the T. It was just really, really weird.
I don't even want to think this through because it's devastating on so many levels. And I don't know what's the right word. Twisted, right?
Is this the only time you've encountered this with them?
Well, okay. So there is actually like a little bit of history with them. So her and my uncle, they dated before she married my dad.
Oh, wait. Did she meet your dad through your uncle?
Yeah, it's really messed up. Okay, so basically they were dating and then my uncle cheated on her.
Uh-huh.
And my dad was like there for my mom and they fell in love and it was this whole thing. And then they ended up getting married and then had my sister and I.
Hone in on this. This is interesting. So, and complicated. And even Tiana's like, okay, follow me on this, right? So Tiana's the daughter in the situation. She thinks that her mom is cheating on her dad with her dad's brother. What we learned, which sounds crazy, what we learned was her dad met her mom through her dad's brother because they used to date. Did you follow me?
Right, but he cheated
on
her.
Everybody got that?
Yes.
Right? We're good?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? I'm saying it out loud.
Correct.
That's right, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So Tiana, I need you to say, okay, and your mom's name is Ruby. What are we going to, are we clear on how we're doing
who
this?
Who are we calling right now?
We're calling your dad
uncle.
Or your...
Are we going to call your dad or...
No, my
brother.
Uncle.
Yeah, we're
my
calling
uncle.
Her uncle.
Okay.
Her uncle to see if he sends the flowers to her mom, which
is
would be weird.
Your uncle married or have a girlfriend or anything?
Yeah, he's married. Her name is Andy. I think it might be short for like Andrea or something. Yeah, Andy.
Right, Andy's his wife. Ruby's your mom.
Let's
see if we can find out. All right. I need you to say, Ryan, you have my permission to call, and then your uncle's name. Go ahead.
Ryan, you have my permission to call.
We're going to do that right now. Be very quiet. Let's see if we can find out, okay? It's a little confusing, but I think we can follow along here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good luck. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Rob?
It is.
Hi, my name is Dawn. I'm calling from Dee Dee's Flowers. How are you doing this morning?
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. You know, we deliver in Norwalk and surrounding areas and offering a promotion for local residents today. It's a free dozen red roses that you can send to anybody that you'd like. They're absolutely free. I don't need cash or credit card info or anything like that. We're just trying to promote our new business.
Okay, well, this is a weird call to get. You're offering me free roses?
It's a dozen red roses. We do this about once a month for local residents. And since you are in the area, we can send them to anybody that you'd like. We just need the name of the person, and we can write a note, and they can be out by lunchtime today, or if tomorrow works better, whatever is more convenient for you.
Oh, okay. Do I have to go pick them up somewhere or something? Or
no, we can deliver them. We can just start with the note if that works for you. Who would you like to send them to?
Let's send them to Andy. It's spelled A-N-D-I.
Great. And what would you like to put on the card?
Just something like, all my love, Rob.
Okay.
Rob, your voice is being broadcast on the radio, and I need you to know that. My name is Ryan. It's great to have you on, actually. I've got your niece, Tiana, on the phone right now, and let me explain. We're grateful. Okay. We're grateful for your time. So you sent your wife those roses. Has there anybody else crossed your mind?
You know, honest to God, this is like the weirdest call I've ever gotten.
Well, Tiana, do you want me or do we want to explain to your uncle why we're calling?
Yeah, you know what? I'll just do it. Hey, Rob. Are you sleeping with my mom?
Rob, yes or no? Are you or aren't you? Rob, what kind of response is that? This is your...
It's so obvious.
This is your... What is this? This is your niece's mother. You're having an affair with your brother's wife, clearly. Or you just say no. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I don't understand your hesitation. Right. All right, I'm going to let you go, Rob. Rob, Tiana, I think you have your answer right there.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I'm going to call my dad. I think I have what I need. So,
okay. Well, good luck. You're going to speak to your father about it. All right. It's hard for me to explain that one. So, Rob, in any hesitation, admitted that he's doing something with his brother's wife, Tiana's mom, his sister-in-law. Basically, he was having an affair with his sister-in-law, but he used to date his sister-in-law. That's how he ended up meeting his now wife, his brother's what?
No, he didn't meet his wife that way.
No,
you mean the brother.
Well, that's why I'm confused.
Okay, I can explain.
Yeah, you're confusing me.
Okay, explain this and we'll come back to it.
Rob and Ruby used to be dating way back in the day.
Wait,
Rob,
you got to start with Tiana.
Well, Rob and Ruby used to be dating way back in the day. Tiana is Ruby's daughter.
Okay, good.
Rob cheated on Ruby way back in the day, before the kids, obviously. And then Rob's brother was like there for Ruby, and then they ended up falling in love. And then they had Tiana and her sister. And now it looks like the uncle, Rob, is trying to get back in the picture or get back with her or is cheating.
It's got to be an easier way of saying it, but yes.
I know.
That's right.
Well, you didn't help.
Try and compare it to the Friends cast.
I don't have enough brain space to explain that. I mean, basically, Rob's having an affair with his sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Who he used to date.
Who he used to date. Yeah, that. Yeah. I don't know. We haven't had one like that in a long time.
Wow.
I don't know. Sisney's going to explain this. She has a much... It's hard to picture everything, but you got to understand everybody's role in the family here to hear how it could have happened, which it is a likely thing, and it is happening, but it's a little bit twisted, too. And then we'll take Jessica Lampuente. But, Sisney, recap what we just went through.
So, Tiana called us about her mom, saying that, I think my uncle is sleeping with my mom, and the uncle being her dad's brother. And then we come to find out that her uncle, Rob, used to date her mom back in the day, way before the kids were born, way before she was born, and way before that she got with her dad. And then when he cheated on her, she was so devastated, she leaned on his brother for support, and then they fell in love and got married.
And that's Ruby's dad.
And that is Ruby's dad.
And now she thinks that they've rekindled.
Exactly.
Great. You said it much easier than better than I. No.
Oh, I was going to say, that was exactly the way she said it before.
Right. Well, she did it great twice then.
Yes.
It's fine, guys.
I mean, thank you, scorekeeper. Let's go to Jessica here in La Puente. Ryan's Roses. A complicated one, an inner family one, a twisted one in La Puente. Jessica, so what's your theory on this one?
My theory is that it's like an ongoing thing. Like, it's been happening for a really long time between the uncle and the mom.
Oh, this has been an affair that didn't just start.
Oh, wow.
No, it sounds like it's like been going on for a really long time, and like even that they might be in a relationship, and that the dad is just kind of letting it happen. And my big theory is that they're waiting until she moves out for college, and they're going to get together.
Oh my gosh!
That's an interesting theory. So she's waiting for Tiana to move out, and then Ruby is going to leave her husband for Rob, the uncle, the brother.
But it's like the brothers always, they're brothers. Like, there's family.
Brother's not
how are you
going
to get away from that?
Exactly. Well, that's why she couldn't get away from him in the first place, because
but the thing
he was always around, the cheater.
The thing that is here for me is that, like, they were together already. They're going to go back and they're going to end up together. That's what it sounds like. But it's cheated.
He cheated on her. Who knows how long ago it was, right? But
and now she's cheating on him, the brother.
I know. But I bet
it's
you
a cycle.
She was like
a vicious cycle.
So heartbroken that she never really closed that chapter with him because he was the one that cheated. So she always probably still loved him, but she couldn't be with him because he cheated on her.
If you are experiencing lower back pain from Ryan's Roses, please try ice.
Pull over.
Pull over, yeah, because I am. All right, Jessica and La Puente, let's see if your theory is true. We'll follow that one. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thanks.
Ryan's Roses every Monday, every Thursday. No shortage of those. Got to be drinking more water since he's got that big water thing.
That's right. Big old hydro flask.
That's a big flask. All right, so let's hit it. Where are we going? We riding.
Seacrest is
rolling. We're riding on Thursday. It's this week. Got it now. You got it now. You were waiting. You were sitting in the pocket.
I was waiting for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this Thursday, we're going on tour. We are going to start it off in Orange County. We'll finish up in the Valley, stopping at places along the way. Free stuff. I'm paying your bills at every stop. One of our favorite hometown hustlers was the El Sereno Green Grocer. And Erica and Patricia of El Sereno Green Grocer at Huntington and Alhambra are going to host us at 5 o'clock on Thursday. Good morning, El Sereno. How are you, greengrocers?
Good morning. We are good. We're enjoying spring over here. Erika and Patricia are excited to be on the phone with you, Ryan.
Well, Patricia, I'm coming in person with Sisney and Tanya on Thursday at 5 o'clock.
Woo-hoo! That's right.
Woo-hoo! We're pretty excited. We've been telling folks. Everyone is very excited. And you got a lot of fans here in El Sereno and Alhambra and South Pass.
Well, we're psyched about that. We want to meet at least three people because, it's fun for us. And also, I want to see your store. Ever since I met you guys, I really have been interested in seeing the actual store. How's business, by the way?
Good. Good. You're missing today's treat of the day.
What is it?
Nourish the Soul Bakery. It brought in this raspberry lemon tart that is party in your mouth.
Well, what are we going to do on Thursday? Can we have somebody on Thursday?
Of course, we're going to have something on Thursday. Actually, she's doing a special spring run. She bakes with all seasonal fruit, and so she'll be coming Thursday also. Okay. And Avenue 33, who's the farm just down the street that we work with, they'll also be bringing fresh produce, including bok choy, which is bok choy's cousin, and it's sweet and delicious.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So we'll be who's bok choy's cousin? Who is it? Cousin of bok?
Their sweet cousin, Lock with an L.
Lock choy.
Yeah. Lock choy. I'm excited.
I've never had lock choy.
Like
that's fun.
Oh, you got to come. You got to come.
Yeah, we're so we want to invite.
We just ate it.
We want to invite people to come on Thursday at 5 o'clock. We'll be there with 102 gift cards. Also, someone is going to win $1,000 to get their bills paid. And I know that this is why I love Green Grocer there. They're offering a great selection of culturally rooted products reflecting the community's wants, needs, desires, all that stuff right there. We're going to be rolling from Orange County right through.
Yay! Thanks,
okay, bye,
guys.
Erica, Patricia. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Do you know about the relative of bok choy?
I had no idea.
News to me, and I consider myself a foodie. All right, that's going to be fun. Mark, what are the 102 gift cards for?
For El Sereno Green Grocer.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. They're so generous. Okay, and you can get your cheeses, eggs, spices, all there. Farmer's market stuff.
I was like, I want to go shopping when I'm there.
Well, we're going to get lock choice.
Load up for the weekend.
And you know what? There is no shortage of a story in this town. There's always a story, and somebody's going through something all the time.
Always.
Yep.
Inundated with Ryan's Roses potential calls. And then there's a story like this, and this is not the only story in this big city where it's happening. Could be happening in other places around Southern California. Penny and Sherman Oaks, though, reaching out in the valley.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, Penny, not as well as you, apparently. You're having a good time. Fun. You're quite the house guest, I hear.
Oh, gosh.
So,
okay.
Well, break it down. So, what I know is that you and your boyfriend, by the way, I think, well, I'll explain in a second, but you and your boyfriend are not getting invited to parties anymore at another friend's house because of something. What'd you do?
My boyfriend and I may have gotten definitely very drunk and hooked up in their bathroom of our friend's house. Yeah. Well,
how much of a mess did you make?
Oh my gosh.
This is, I'm just saying, like,
really?
What's the big deal?
I mean, a lot.
Like, we sort of tried to hide it, but like everyone at the party could tell. But at the time, like, people made jokes and it was like a funny drunk moment. And like, we apologized to the host and they said it was fine. But yeah, ever since, they just haven't invited us. And like, we're still friends and we talk and stuff, but we just don't get invited to parties anymore, which is, so yeah.
It doesn't sound like you're too heartbroken about it, though.
It's just because it's honestly like funny to me, but it's still just like, I don't know, because we're still friends. I don't know if I should bring it up or not.
Yeah. I think you should.
Yeah.
Wait, bring it up. Like, tell them what you did. I mean, don't they know they're not inviting you back?
No. I say, bring up the fact that they're not being invited anymore.
That's so awkward.
You still want to be friends with them. Otherwise you got to find a new friend group.
Why don't you just start having everybody over at your house?
Yeah, that's a good point. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the bathroom. What was the floor plan?
Oh my gosh.
It's okay. So it was like right off of the hallway, and the hallway like directly leads to the living room.
Mm-hmm. And do they have a candle lit, like the guest candle lit?
Right, I always do that.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, yeah, it was.
Well, they're asking for. So it.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Was it the only bathroom that the guests were using?
Yes.
I'll see that.
Did anybody knock?
Yeah. It wasn't like a massive party. Like, there were like a chunk of people, but it was just sort of obvious. And so it was a joke at the time. It really was. And like, we're still friends. It's just, yeah, they just keep having parties and we're not there and it sucks. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how to broach that, because like, we still see each other and I sort of want to bring it up and be like, call them out and maybe make it like a funny thing and be like, hey, we're friends. Why don't you invite us anymore? But yeah.
I mean, you could either path there, but what we determined is you're much more fun than we are, Penny. So enjoy.
That's what
sounds
I was
like
thinking.
You're living your best life by doing it in the bathroom at your friend's house. So good on you. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.
Very common for house guests to do this, by the way.
It is?
I think so. I had a house guest that admitted to me they did it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think I know what you mean. I think there's been hookups at my house in the bathroom. Not like all the way, but
yeah,
like,
I think you're right. That's what I'm saying.
They met that night and they just are so curious to make out, but they don't want to do it out in front of everybody. So then they go into the bathroom.
Wait, do we have the same friends that visited us?
I mean, probably.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
That's it for us, friends. Thanks for listening to us. All right, what are we going to do? We're going to get out of here. Be back tomorrow. Make sure you're listening tomorrow. We've got a second date update being Tuesday. Busy in the studio this morning. What did we miss in the back room? Tomorrow is, what are we wearing tomorrow? What did we decide we're wearing for Spirit Week tomorrow? We did all blue today. What's tomorrow?
So tomorrow is crazy hat / and or hair day. But I guess now it's...
Let's ask the back room. What do they want tomorrow? Maybe it's back room's choice.
Ooh.
Well, Tanya's going to be bummed that she didn't get her way.
No, she's gotten her way.
I feel like she's been brainstorming all these ideas. So
I wouldn't mind. I just want everybody to do it. So that's why I try to just go easy. Like, pajama day feels so easy.
That's like a lot.
That is cute.
A lot. You just wear your pajamas.
That's fun.
But to work?
Yeah. I feel weird walking down the hallway. And big boy sees me in my pajamas.
I can't have him see me like that. I mean, right? Okay, so back room, are you changing the idea for tomorrow?
I like pajama day. That's fun.
Or favorite band t-shirt.
Ooh, I like that, Michaela.
I don't mind that.
T-shirts with bands on them?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Just take a... You have one.
You have a Taylor Swift cardigan.
That's not a t-shirt with a band on it.
That's fine. Merch.
Any merch?
Any merch.
Merch day.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's merch day. Let me go see what I can find.
Yay! I like it. Woohoo! Everybody, don't forget.
Send a reminder.
I may have a couple things of merch. Maybe I'll mix it up.
Ooh, outfit changes.
All right. Well, back room, I'm not even going to ask how it went back there because you just had a great idea. So you're off the hooks. That's it. We're out. Sisney's going to take you. Have a fantastic Monday. It's possible. You can do it. Bye.
Yes. Bye.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.